It's an autobiographical kind of dance piece, I guess. It's just an amalgamation of many things, movement, text. You kind of can expect anything, really.
What's the meaning of Mai Uruwai?
Uruwai is like, there's not really an English translation for it, but it comes from my mother's side with the language group of the Torres Straits, Kala Lagaya. It's like your spirit. It's like the way you move, the way you are. It's like your energy. There's nothing really to it that you can kind of explain it in English terms, but it's kind of like that.
And it's about your ancestry that you'll be talking about in this performance. Yeah. You've already actually elaborated a lot on your heritage, your Torres Strait Islander heritage, growing up on the mainland. Tell us a little bit more about your heritage, especially your growing up, the cultural heritage with your mother, grandmother and other strong women in your community.
Well, I grew up learning Torres Strait dancing, and that was my big introduction, I guess, to my Torres Strait heritage. Me and my brothers, traditional Torres Strait dancing when we were as soon as we could sit up, I guess. And it kind of the amalgamation of the island community coming together every time we met up as family plays quite a role in my show.
In your art and performance and choreography. And it has earned you a lot of praise and a lot of recognition, not only in Australia, worldwide, well-known performer and choreographer. Now, this upcoming Mai Uruwai is said to be irreverent and thought-provoking.
You know, we all hope that our shows do that kind of thing. So I'm hoping that people will walk away with something from seeing it.
Any thought-provoking things you can unveil at this stage before?
No, I can't unveil that. Sorry. but come and check out the show and
just to whet our appetite so that our listeners can say, okay, no, I want to see this being unveiled. Not yet. That's on the 19th of January.
That's right.
How many weeks?
I've been very fortunate. I had 2 weeks at Belvoir. So you've got a good bit of time to try and get in and check out the show.
Yeah. And who are the performers in there?
It's just me.
Just you.
Yep. One woman show.
One woman show and irreverent, powerful stage presence. So when you perform, how long does will the show last?
It's roughly about 60 minutes, 70-minute show. So, yeah, it's a pretty decent storytelling chunk, I guess.
Any possibility that the show will be travelling around Australia?
Oh, I hope so. Any festival presenters or venues interested in coming to see my show who would want to take me around Australia, I would be more than happy to. or the world, please. I'm up for anything like that for this show to kind of go on to just bigger places, other places, smaller communities, whatever. I would like to take it around,
No, is this just the world premiere? So,
it is.
Yeah, definitely the critics and all the other art lovers will definitely be there watching, and they'll be yearning to take it around the country and introducing it to other people.
Well,
I'm pretty sure
so.
This is just the beginning. It always starts with one show, and then all of a sudden, before you know, goes to two, three, four, five seasons.
That would be amazing. Yes, please. Yeah.
So you're rehearsing. It's visually very powerful. Just give us a glimpse of what we're going to be seeing there.
Well, I'm actually rehearsing in another show at the moment. I'm performing in two shows in the Sydney Festival, and this one's called You Animal You by Force Majeure, a dance theatre company here based in Sydney. So I'll be performing with them, and then I'll go and do my show, Mai Uruwai. Yeah.
Mai Uruwai is also part of the Sydney Festival, yeah?
Yes, it is.
Sydney Festival is renowned for quality performances and really some of the best, not only from Australia, but also from around the world. There's always some of the best entertainment and art and culture.
Yeah, I'm very, very excited to be a part of it. Yeah, looking forward to my Sydney Festival next year.
Yeah. Any message out there to the community you'd like to send? What message have you got for them?
When you fellas rock up to come see the show, make noise. I give you permission now. If you feel moved in any way, clap, scream, holler, whatever. Just do it. Just feel free to hang around afterwards and have a yarn with me. If people want to do that, I'll come out after the show and yarn. Anyone is welcome to come. I mean, obviously, yeah, hopefully, actually, it's not confirmed yet, but hopefully I might be able to get a code word for community peeps to come check out the show.